Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Ms. McCarthy, for being here again today, and I do appreciate you offering yourself for extended public service. In Nebraska, we are very serious about our environmental stewardship and our conservation management. But I get calls and I get letters every day from Nebraska farmers who are concerned about the compliance challenges associated with EPA's spill prevention control and countermeasure rule for the on-farm storage, fuel storage. Allow me to share a portion of one such constituent email that I recently received. Quote, "We just became aware of this regulation yesterday through an email from Farm Bureau. Since we have a large quantity of on-farm storage capacity, we are not able to self-certify and must hire a professional engineer to create a plan. In order to find a qualified engineer, I first called the EPA, who then told me to call the Region 7 office out of Kansas City, who then told me to call the Nebraska Board of Engineers, who then told me to call the Nebraska Society of Professional Engineers, but the number on their website is no longer in service. So when I asked the gentleman from the Nebraska Board of Engineers how much it would cost, he said anywhere from $1,500 to $4,800. Depending on the complexity and the engineer's ability to charge more due to this now high demand due to the approaching deadline. When I asked the gentleman from the EPA Region 7 office why we hadn't heard about it before now, he said the ruling was in place for a long time, but they hadn't done a good job of getting the word out," end quote. As you're aware, bipartisan legislation has been introduced that would raise the exemption levels for the fuel storage capacity. And I think that better reflects the spill risk and the financial resources of farms. Would you support this common sense solution that would help to ease these regulatory burdens?
Senator, thank you for raising the question. I believe this is an issue that Congress has dealt with, at least to give some temporary leeway to take a look at this question. I'm more than happy to go back and take a look at it. I think, as we talked when we were together, I think the agency has bridges to build with the agriculture community. I would look forward to tackling that with you and others because I know just how hard the farming community protects their resources, and I want to make sure that we have an opportunity to change the relationship between that community and EPA.
I appreciate that. Do you know if agriculture has any history whatsoever of any large oil or fuel spills?
I'm not aware of any directly, but we certainly can get back to you, okay. Senator.
Thank you. Another question I have. Again, we had the opportunity to visit earlier this week about that deteriorating relationship between agriculture and the EPA. And farmers and ranchers have become increasingly frustrated with the bureaucracy that doesn't seem to understand the nature of our business or appreciate the pride that we take in our stewardship. So I'd like to ask you about one recent example of EPA action that I think illustrates this problem that we have, and that was the release by EPA of the animal feeding operators' personal information to environmental activist groups. And then the EPA is now asking for the information back. There's the perception out there that there is a collusion between EPA and some of these activists. The Department of Homeland Security, they expressed explicit concern to the EPA about the creation of a national database about our animal feeding operations because of the risk that it would impose on our food supply as a nation. Would you commit to not developing, contracting for, or implementing such a database during your tenure if you're confirmed?
Well, Senator, I'm not. What I will commit to, because I'm not familiar with this database, is to continue, I think, the path forward that Acting Administrator Perciasepe has taken, which is to get that information back and to follow up with Ranking Member Vitter and others who were concerned that we really improve the system at EPA. I know that there is great concern that that information went out. I understand that concern, and I would do everything I could to make sure that those errors are not repeated.
Thank you, because I do view this as a national concern, security concern, as does Homeland Security. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator.